stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio. Get ready for the best morning show on radio. It's Sam in the Morning, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Wednesday, January 11th. Brigetta's here. Are you awake yet?
I am awake.
Are you with us yet?
I am waking up. I need some Folgers in my cup.
What are you drinking? Are you drinking coffee?
You know, I try not drink coffee anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm into this whole holistic thing.
Oh.
So I do these organic shakes in the morning that kind of wake me up.
Really?
Yeah.
And it works?
It really works, yeah. Really? I'm kind of like a voodoo witchcraft. I'm kidding, but I'm really good at making shakes for for certain sicknesses, or if you want to be, if you want to wake up or go to sleep or whatever. So
wow.
Yeah.
And what do you put in it to wake you up?
Those are my secrets.
Oh, I see.
Actually, chlorella. Chlorella is amazing. It's got 18 amino acids in it, and it's basically from the word chlorophyll, so it's green.
Right.
It comes from plants. It's all natural. And if you take it every day in the morning for a week, I swear to you, any sugar cravings you have, any caffeine cravings, you don't even want it anymore.
Really?
You're so awake during the day.
Wow.
And you sleep at night so well. It's insane. Yeah. If you take it normal, it sucks. But if you mix it with, like some chocolate or honey or something, it's really good.
Right.
Yeah.
And where do you get that?
You can get it online.
Yeah.
I get it online. Chlorella. I get it online at like Amazon or something like that.
They're
cheaper.
Really?
Yeah. You can get it at Whole Foods too, but they're way more expensive there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is it like? I mean, what form does it come in?
It comes in, there's pill forms, but I get the granules. So it's actual powder. It's like,
right.
It's weird because they're like these green, it looks like sugar, but it's like green sugar,
oh.
Which is weird, but yeah, it's
so
amazing.
So you
though.
Just put it in the shake and
it
works.
Yeah, little packets, they come in and I just dump it in. Yeah.
How did you find out about it?
You know, I'm doing a lot of research on alternative medicines and such. And, this is funny. So my dream one day is to open my own cafe. And I want to have an organic, gluten-free cafe with healing shakes. Because I'm really into holistic meds, and I believe the more medicine you take, the more sicker you can actually become. I have Lyme disease. Have I ever told you that?
No.
Yeah. So I got bit by a tick when I was like 13.
Really?
Yeah. And
what, it stays with you forever?
Well, if you take care of it right away, you'll be okay. But I didn't know until literally maybe 3 years ago.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's crazy. So my whole life I've been told, oh, you're bipolar. Oh, I have arthritis because, I've broken so many bones or whatever. I just sucked it up. And it came to about 3 years ago, I got really sick. And I was in the hospital a lot for kidney infections and just dehydration. And finally, I went to a disease specialist, and he tested me for everything there is in the book.
Mm.
And he's like, oh, you have Lyme disease. It's that simple. I'm like, what
really?
Do you mean?
Wow.
Yeah. So
So what does it mean? What does it do to you? I mean, do you feel anything now?
Yeah. I mean, definitely. Lyme disease, basically, it affects every person differently. But it does affect your limbs, your nervous system. So it affects, like for me, like I said, I have arthritis really bad.
Mm.
And so I'm in constant pain every day. I just don't complain about it. Yeah. And if I complain, then it's really, really bad.
Wow.
But yeah, it's I'm always in pain. I'm like achy kind of. You feel like you have feelings of like you're there, but you're not there.
Wow.
So like
and all that's from a tick?
Yeah, that's from a tick.
Wow.
Yeah. I grew up in the woods, so.
Yeah.
But it affects, like I said, everyone differently. And I have a lot of friends that I grew up with. And a few of them are bedridden. So,
really?
Yeah, and they think the only reason that I'm not is because you have to stay active.
Right.
Sweating it out is a big thing, and it also helps, like, build up your endorphins and serotonin levels to make up for, loss, because it depletes a lot of your serotonin in your brain.
Wow.
Which makes you happy and normal. And
so that's why they thought you had a mood disorder or something.
I had a mood disorder, but it's also, which is weird, the symptoms are, because I also have, like, tingling in my fingers sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So at first I had a scare. They're like, oh, you have MS. And I'm like, what? No, I can't have MS. And I started freaking out. And but no, I don't. It's Lyme takes the place. I mean, it mimics other diseases. It mimics cystic fibrosis. It mimics MS. It mimics so many different things.
Wow.
So when, yeah.
I didn't realize it was that serious.
It's really serious, yeah. But if you take medicine, you're fine and you'll be okay.
Yeah.
But because I haven't, I mean, it's been, like, I have friends, like I said, that are bedridden. And for me, it's been since I was 13. Right. I'm clearly fine because I'm crazy. and I do whatever. But I go through these periods of where if I'm not taking medicine, like they give you amoxicillin or high forms of that, like doxycycline and stuff, which makes you sick. And I don't like it. I feel like it's just masking the problem and not really. And and those medicines cause other issues. So I feel like I don't want to be stuck on medicine for the rest of my life because now it's so late. I'm already damaged, basically. So I came up with researching and finding holistic views. And that's how I came up with these different shake ideas and such.
And does that work for you? Do you find that it does?
Yeah, it really works. I'm working with this Indian healer who's amazing. Mm. And she cured herself from cancer. So, she's amazing. She used to be a pharmacist and she left the whole pharmaceutical world when she had cancer. And she realized just from being on that side, how much the pharmaceutical world runs the healthcare system and it runs doctors. And it's disgusting. I mean, they have cures for cancer and things like that, but they don't want you to know that because they make more money off these pills.
Yeah.
And you know, and doctors obviously make more money off, you know.
Do you really believe that, though?
Oh, my gosh. I've seen it. Yeah, there's a lot that goes on that I know that I'm not even supposed to talk about.
Wow.
I won't. But it disgusts me so much.
Mm-hmm.
So I started working with this healer, basically, and now she is a holistic doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And she's prescribing me. It's all herbs, like herbal medicines, like turmeric and like even onion powders and cat's claw, just different things that actually help cure Lyme naturally. And so I've done my own research because I am studying Ayurveda now, so I'm so into this. Sorry, I'm ranting. but I'm studying Ayurveda now. It's so important to me, the holistic healing, because it's you are what you eat. You really are what you eat.
Mm.
Whatever goes into your body is what's going to make you feel more healthy or feel sick. And when you're eating McDonald's and those foods, you feel run down and disgusting. And it literally jams you up. Like, I mean, it jams you up because you're in the bathroom a lot, but it jams you up. Like, it's really coating, like, your intestines and your insides. It's disgusting.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, anyway, that's my spiel. But my dream, like I said, is to open my own cafe.
Like an organic cafe.
Wow. But I want to have these shakes where if you have MS or if you have Lyme or if you can't sleep or if you need more energy or if you are pregnant or if you have hair loss and you want to get more your hair to grow, I have basically remedies for all of it.
Really?
And instead of giving you pills to take, because that just sucks. Like, who wants to take a million pills a day? I can make a really fun smoothie for you. And so you can come in and get the smoothies for me, or you can just buy my mixes and make them at home yourself.
Wow, sounds good.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go. So that was like a 10-minute conversation on that. Sorry.
No, that's interesting stuff, though, you know, because I never realized Lyme disease was that serious.
Mm-hmm.
And I never really realized that holistic medicine really works, you know.
I mean, I feel
but coming
incredible.
From you, you know, and I trust what you say. You know, you don't have any interest in telling the stories, you know.
Yeah.
So
I'm not a bullshitter.
Wow. Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, I do. I feel more healthy. And in fact, when I stopped taking all the stuff for about when I was in the middle of moving, I just was so busy, and I got really sick again.
Wow.
And that's why I was back in the ER on Christmas, I was telling you. I mean, I was drinking too, but which doesn't help. But I wound up back in for kidney because I wasn't taking care of myself with doing the holistic way.
Wow.
So whether you're on meds or whether you do it holistically, you just have to do it.
Yeah, you have to take care of yourself, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I would imagine with holistic, there's no like side effects and stuff, right?
Or there's not. There's really not.
Yeah.
You just feel, I mean, it takes longer. That's the problem. It does take longer.
Right.
The lady that I work with says it takes 60 days to change your DNA. Because you can actually change your DNA.
Really?
Yeah. And so it takes 60 days to change the DNA forms of the disease, and you'll start feeling better. So usually you feel better within like 2-3 weeks of starting it.
Yeah.
But you see a major difference literally 2 months later.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they have it for any ailment and stuff?
Pretty much anything, yeah. Really? I mean, she's awesome. If anyone has any ailments, they can always email me and I can direct you to her. But yeah, she's amazing and I'm learning a lot from her and just doing my own research. Like, I say research. It's a huge thing. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, the more you know, the more you can, the better you are to deal with it.
Absolutely.
You
know? Yeah. Absolutely.
Wow.
I don't want to be taking drugs for the rest of my life.
Yeah. I know. And they always have side effects and shit, you know?
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. I can't wait for the day where, like, insurance companies will actually, because it just sucks, they won't pay for your holistic doctor.
Right.
It just pisses me off.
Yeah, they don't believe in it.
No, they don't. And whatever. I don't want to get me going even more.
Yeah.
But,
so that's quite a weight to shoulder through your life.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
So you're in pain a lot?
I'm in pain a lot, but when I take these, I'm on the meds, or not my meds, I'm on my holistic way of doing it.
Right.
Like my shakes that I take every day. Take a month, because I've been off of it for a little bit, about a month, and right now I'm okay, pretty much. Like, but if I'm not, you know, my arms, it's like phantom pain. It's like, you know, I feel like my wrist is broken for the day, and it hurts so bad that I have to actually wrap it up, and then tomorrow it'll be fine. It's just so weird.
Really?
It's the weirdest thing in the world.
Whoa.
Yeah. But when I'm taking my alternative meds, I'm fine.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of it's like, you know, like cat's claw and those things, like turmeric. They're natural, what do you call it?
Herbs?
I can't think of the word. When you swell up, they're swellers. Why am I retarded? Anyway, that word is what I'm looking for, and
okay, I don't know what you're talking about.
Whatever. Alright, I'm just going
to
shut up.
It's all right. It'll come to you.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
This is what it does. It makes me have brain farts. Like, I'm really not blonde. I just have brain farts. I blame it on Lyme. It's Lyme. I've been limed.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So today, guess where I'm going? You are sending me to this spa place.
Ooh, yay!
And I made an appointment to go today.
Okay, good. Yeah.
So tell me what I can expect there. I mean, this is a friend of yours, right?
Yes.
And she opened this.
She's great. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what was funny? I went on their website and there's a picture of someone like getting a laser treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's you because of the poodle boots that you have.
It probably is me.
Likely. It was, I mean, they don't really show the face, but it was your hair color.
Oh, let's see that.
And the boots, I could tell right away it has to be her.
My boots are jamming.
They are. I love these boots. They look like you walk in, like you've got two puppies on your feet.
They look like alien mass, like Goliath or something. Like it's a huge mammal. Not real fur, so don't hate me. Shut up.
But they're fluffy and everything.
Yeah, they're fluffy. It's Bear Paw. Bear Paw have the best shoes ever.
Really?
I swear to you. They are amazing. They're so comfortable.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, I feel like I'm like walking like on like, you know, like cushion. It's so cushiony.
Yeah.
And they're really warm. And they're just cute and stylish. They've got like a million different styles too, which is great about
it.
Like, you know, back in the day, Uggs was the major thing.
Right.
Yeah, I know. Bear Paw.
So this one is now the latest thing now?
Bear Paw is the latest thing. And if you don't have your Bear Paws, you're missing out.
Yeah.
Just saying. They have men's style now. We gotta get you a pair.
I can't see a man walking in this.
Not like these kind. You don't have to have the furry kind. I mean, you could, but.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna find you a pair. What size do you wear?
No furry stuff.
No furry stuff. What size do you wear?
I think 9.5.
Okay, done. So you'd be a 10. So we'll get you a 10. And a cool, awesome pair.
Okay, but I have to see them first.
Fine.
Okay.
There's some really dope.
Because if I'm not going to wear them, what's the point?
Right.
You know?
You have to wear them.
Yeah.
But you're going to love them. You're going to put them on and you're going to be like, oh, it's magic.
Yeah.
It's like magic.
I know. Yours look very warm. You know, I would imagine it in the winter. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to my girlfriend's spa. Sorry about that.
Yeah. So, so what can I expect there? What do they do there?
So the place is called Maya Medical, and it's in North Hollywood.
Right.
And she's just awesome. So I want to say it's more of like a medical spa. It's a little of both.
Mm-hmm.
They do laser treatments. It's their specialty. So they have laser hair removal.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've got this laser face rejuvenation. It's insane. I love it. I did it before. I did it before photo shoots.
Uh-huh.
And what it does is it doesn't hurt at all. It like stimulates, like you feel this like laser like on your cheeks or like all over your face.
Mm-hmm.
It stimulates your own collagen, so your own collagen grows better. So it's like, instead of getting, like, I've never injected anything, like, instead right. of getting injections or anything like that, it, because, like, why put shit in your face?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, you're putting shit in your face, you have no idea what it's going to do to you.
Later yeah, on. And usually they put it in yeah. their lips and it looks like shit, like
yeah.
someone beat them on the face.
Exactly, like someone beat them up.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. punched them in the mouth.
Your know? Lips just got knocked the fuck out.
I know, and they all look like that.
What the hell?
I don't get it either.
It's like, if I'm going to hit you in the face, I'll just do it for you.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
get up my aggro out.
yeah, and they think they look sexy that way. That's
yeah.
the pathetic thing about
no,
it.
No, it's not. It's like, bleh, it's horrible.
Yeah.
And I hate when they overdo it, too.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. They usually always do, you know, and it comes yeah. out looking like shit. You know,
all,
it's uneven.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I'm all about being natural.
Yeah.
That's just, you know.
Me too,
that's
yeah, definitely.
It's more beautiful. It's way
yeah.
more pretty.
It really is, you know. I mean, otherwise it's like, you know. You know, people with fake boobs and stuff, it just doesn't look right.
No.
You know? I don't know.
It doesn't. I agree.
Yeah. So we have collagen in our face?
We have collagen. We have collagen. Our skin is, collagen's everywhere.
Oh, okay.
And so what this does is it stimulates your own collagen to grow. Mm. So therefore, it's a natural way of getting rid of wrinkles, lines.
Oh, I see.
Making your pores smaller. Just looking more refreshed, basically. Making more youthful. So it's,
yeah.
I love doing it before a shoot.
Yeah.
So that's one. And then another one is...
So like doing it one time would be good?
I mean,
it works?
Yeah, it absolutely works. I mean, I would recommend, you know, getting it once a month or once every couple... Actually, with that one, I think it's every 3 months or 4 months or something. Ask her because I don't remember. But I do it before a shoot and I always feel better. So there's that. Then there's this. This is crazy. So they have this electrical, like, facial, like, facelift.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane. So she's, I swear to you, have to do it. So she'll do half your face, like the left side first,
uh-huh.
so you can see the difference. But what she does is like this electro, it's microcurrent.
Right.
So these electrical currents go through these prongs that go on your face.
Right.
And she just, it feels like a massage on your face. It feels like you're getting a massage. So you have no idea.
Really?
And really, it lifts like your cheeks and your face up. I swear to you, it's
really?
Insane. you don't really notice it as like, you know, like you won't have much of a difference because
right.
you have great skin.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess so, I do. Yeah. I never thought about it.
Yeah, you really do.
Okay.
But so I think of people that are younger or have youthful, good skin like
right.
you do, it's going to be a slight difference.
Mm.
Like I don't notice it as much on me, but I notice it on people who smoke a lot because their skin's dry and it's
really?
Like kind of droopier.
Yeah.
I hate, sorry guys, but it is. Your skin's droopier when you smoke. And it really lifts it more.
Really?
So, like I said, she'll do one side of your face,
yeah.
and then she'll say, look in the mirror. And you'll be amazed around your eyes is what you'll notice it the most.
Really?
But it's crazy. It's
yeah.
like you just put 10 years like younger on you. You're like, wow,
really?
This is great. Yeah.
And all this stuff is safe, right?
Everything's safe. Absolutely, yeah.
yeah.
And then they've got the one thing, my favorite, is this, it's microcurrent for your body.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes on your, like, let's say your abs or your ass or your thighs or wherever you want to look more toned. Could be your arms, wherever. And it basically, it goes around and it's electrical current that
uh-huh.
it's like equivalent to doing, you know, 500 to 1,000 sit-ups.
Really?
And you're just laying there.
Wow.
Yeah. It's really cool.
I know, but it sounds kind of scary, you know? I mean,
no.
It's like you wonder, how can people do this stuff, you know?
Well,
maybe there's something, it's like a shortcut with your body, you know?
No. Me, come on. I'm like Miss Holistic, you know? Here, trust me, it's good. I discovered it in London, actually, that machine in London a couple years ago, because they're always ahead of everything over
yeah.
there. So it's probably like 5 or 6 years ago I discovered it.
Uh-huh.
And I noticed, because it's Britney Spears used to go there for her,
really?
For her abs. Yeah.
Oh.
And for the ab thing, you want to go, you can go like every other day. You don't want to go every day because it's like doing sit-ups, so it kind of
right.
hurts. But yeah, every other day. And so I went like 5 days, like a week, almost in a row,
uh-huh.
every other day or whatever. And I noticed a huge difference. I was like, damn,
really?
My abs are kicking.
Whoa.
Yeah. It looks really sexy. And it's not, it's nothing harmful. Like, you know, when you go to a chiropractor,
yes.
and they put those electrodes on
your yes, back? Yes. That's what I was thinking.
It's the
that's
same thing.
It. So it's like a electrical massage or
yeah,
something, right?
It's the same thing. It just goes on your abs.
Wow.
And they just turn it up a little bit more until like what you like or what, you know,
right.
not too much, but whatever you feel comfortable with and you'll see a difference.
Wow.
Yeah.
yeah.
Like, it's like 2 weeks. You want to go a couple times and you'll see that.
Yeah.
So they have that. She's got regular massage, regular facials, but the facials have like vitamins in them.
Mm.
So it's a new product they have called Environ, which is all natural vitamins that go into your skin. It's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that. They don't peel your skin or anything, right?
No.
I mean, that would freak me out.
No. They don't. They have like certain laser treatments that you can do that with that women like to do where it's a peel, like a laser peel,
right.
Where it's makes you look really young when you do that, but it's just like maybe like 2 days downtime. You don't want to do that though. You don't need it.
Yeah,
you don't need it. It's for people that are like older or like just need, you know, they have a lot of lines and you don't need that.
Yeah.
And she'll look at you and she's gonna say, oh, we'll just do the microcurrent, like anything else that you want to do. And they have spray tan, organic spray tan.
Really?
Yeah. Organic spray tan. So, which I got I did a little bit of color for my shoot today.
You did?
Yeah.
You can't see it. It looks very natural.
You can do any kind you want. So, I mean, I like to do really dark usually if it's a big photo shoot, like, because the darker you are, the better your abs look and your ass.
If you say so.
They do. I look better. But I just did it really light because I want to be natural and I haven't been in the sun a lot. So, that's why I just had her do a little bit. But it's like just a light little glow. And then she's got yoga therapy as well. Mm. So for people who want to do yoga but work one-on-one, for any maybe arthritis problems or your back problems or hip problems or even if like you, any kind of problems at all, you want to work one-on-one with a yoga specialist, she does that. And and herbal, like, what do you call that? Not Ayurveda. What do you? The smells, working with smells and stuff. Whatever that's called. Aromatherapy.
Yeah, aromatherapy.
Right. So all different kinds of stuff.
Wow.
So you'll have
fun. Pretty good. Yeah. I'm looking forward to a massage.
Yeah.
You know, that would be cool.
And Bailey goes there. Like a lot of guys go there.
Yeah.
So you don't have to feel.
No, I'm not feeling weird about it.
Yeah.
You know, I figure guys go there too and stuff. You know.
You're gonna feel awesome when you come out. You're gonna feel so pampered.
Really?
Yeah. It's gonna be great.
Sounds good. Well, I'm looking forward to it, and then I'll come back and talk about it and tell you how it was.
Yeah.
And see what, because I usually don't go to things like that.
You know?
I mean, men don't. You know, or you know, except for your pretty boys who have to be on camera and everything.
Right.
You know, but. But no, you know, I mean, I try to stay groomed, but I don't really go to these places. That's why I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
It's unusual and it sounds like fun.
It's really fun. And I think with like, I don't know if you're interested in the laser hair removal, but it's awesome. Like
really?
I get it everywhere.
Really?
Everywhere. But it's great because it really works. I mean, you know, I'm Italian, so you have hairy arms when growing up. And I used to get made fun of when I was little. So I used to shave them. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, I don't have to do that. Because
it looks smooth. Wow.
Yeah. So... And a lot of guys go in for all different sorts. Like they like to do their chest or their back or.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to. It's just.
Yeah.
It's
I won't.
Yeah.
I won't. I don't have any hair. I don't want.
No, I'm just saying. Trim up the area down there. I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, I do everything. So
really?
It's like it's funny because when you go in for Brazilians, do you know what Brazilians are?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. You get your ass done too.
Right. Yeah.
Kind of awesome. You feel so clean. You feel so clean.
But you have to be in such vulnerable positions, don't you?
Oh, but they're so used to seeing. I mean, that's what they do.
I know.
And you know, you're the one who feels uncomfortable. They don't.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they're used to seeing.
Right.
Naked chicks and naked guys all
right.
the time. Because my ex goes in there and he does everything. He does almost everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And he's flat out naked when he goes in there. So,
really?
I mean, yeah. They see it all the time. That's why it's a spa, but it's a medical spa.
Right.
So they're all trained nurses. They all have to go to like actual school for like the laser.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're all nurses.
Wow.
So when you go in there, you're gonna see they're all wearing like nurse uniforms and stuff.
Right.
So
yeah.
It's because it's a spa, but it's a medical spa.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're used to it.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
How long has she had the place?
She's been there for a couple years.
Really?
Yeah. And then she just moved across the hall to a huge. They've got like 6 or 7 rooms, maybe even 8. I don't know.
Wow.
Rooms are not. Yeah. So they have she's got a lot going on. So
sounds cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm helping her with an event for the Grammys coming up.
What's that about?
It's you'll be invited, but it's basically a you know, we have all these parties before the Grammys or whatnot, like a spa day. So it's celebrity spa day.
I see.
So celebrities get to come in and get all the free treatments to try them out.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm gonna have other clients there as well to get their products in. So and then you take photos and they get to use them for the site and then you tweet about it.
Right.
Or the celebrities tweet about it, and then you get all the free services.
Wow.
So it's an even exchange.
Sounds pretty good. Yeah.
And then you get beautified for the Grammys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
So I put that together. You know.
Yeah. So you're saying that the results actually show, or is it more like how you feel?
When you with the results there?
Yeah.
Well, they actually show.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's great. It's really great. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, tomorrow I'm going to come in so handsome, you won't even be able to stand it, I'm telling you.
Oh, my gosh, you should do the HydraFacial.
What's
that? Would
be
amazing. I forgot about that one. That one's awesome.
HydraFacial?
It's a facial that puts oxygen and, like basically makes your face, like, you know, the air so dry, we were talking about it. Like right. The air is so dry here, it puts moisture back into your face.
Mm.
But if you have oily skin, you don't have to worry because I have oily skin. It doesn't make you break out. It's all natural. It puts, like literally oxygen back. It re-oxygenates your cells.
Wow.
So it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what they say?
Yeah.
They say cancer are cells that are deoxygenated. They just don't have enough oxygen. That's how cancer, that's what cancer forms.
Yeah.
So if you put oxygen in your skin.
So this does the opposite?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds pretty cool.
I know. I should be a doctor.
Yeah.
It's my calling, I think.
You love doing the research, so you might as well.
And I'm like a scientific nerd sometimes.
Yeah.
But, anyway, I'm getting headshots today.
Yeah.
And I'm freaking out.
Why?
I don't know what it is, but I just freak out with headshots.
Just headshots.
Yeah.
But you do a lot of modeling and stuff, so full body doesn't bother you.
No.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's like I love actual photo shoots. I love them. If I'm bikini, lingerie, half naked, I don't care. It's just the fact I love being on camera. I love it. It's just like a great feeling. But as soon as it comes to headshots, I hate them.
Wow.
And I don't know what it is. I think it's my agents, always hating everything I do when it comes to headshots.
Really?
And I just don't feel comfortable. I feel like
You think you're going to be judged on them or something, right?
Yeah. And I just never get the shot that's, oh, so perfect.
Right.
I feel like my pictures tell more of a story when it's full body or other things. So it's funny is when I'm shooting, full body photo shoots, I usually wind up taking headshots from cropping it and from those photos, and you can't use them in this industry. They just don't like you to do that.
Right.
So I don't know. I'm just nervous about it. I just feel okay, here I am. I never pay for headshot. I never pay for anything.
That's cool.
And now I'm paying for the headshots, and I'm they're gonna suck. I just know it's in my head, and I'm God, get it out of my head.
Yeah.
So yeah. So.
But maybe, if you have to pay for it and everything, maybe it's a great photographer, Who
knows?
Yeah,
but there's other great photographers. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm just tripping out.
Yeah. Well, you've been too critical of yourself, I think.
I am.
But, you got so many great pictures, What's the big deal? I don't see how you can take a bad picture.
I don't know. I think I need a bottle of wine before I go, and I'll
yeah,
be fine.
Maybe.
Which is so completely stupid, because I'm wearing clothes, and it's just a headshot. It's a photo of my head.
Right.
And, maybe, tits and up. That's it. You know? And it's you would think, when I'm doing, half-naked shoots for magazines or whatnot, I would need wine then. No, I'm hee, that's fun, an idiot. And now it's I need a wine bottle because of headshot. What the hell is wrong with me? I'm backwards anyway, but you know that.
Yeah, well, it's normal, I think it's because it focuses so much on the face that you feel it has to be perfect.
You know?
It's close-ups and everything, so it's...
invasive.
But I know you'll do just fine. What, you feel it's invasive?
I feel it's invasive.
Really?
It's in your face. Yeah. It's just so weird. I know. I'm really weird.
Whoa.
But, that being said, did you see what happened last night?
No.
Okay,
what happened?
So after the show yesterday, someone tweeted me and said that apparently there's this list, and I'm on it, and it's the top 25 hottest girls of Californication.
Oh, that I read. Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
And I'm like, how did I get chosen for that?
Yeah.
There's thousands of girls that are on Californication, topless,
really?
Naked, whatever. Yeah. And I think they're on their fifth season now. So I'm kind of wow, that's pretty awesome. So thank you, whoever got me on there and, whatever.
Right.
And I know that you can still vote it's the top 25 are picked. You can't put any more up.
Okay.
But it's also voting to see who out of those who could, because you can vote on if you want.
Right,
to be higher.
Thumbs up,
yeah.
And thumbs down.
So I was number 11 yesterday. Now I'm number 6.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm moving up.
So
thank you to everyone who is voting on the site. And if you want to go and vote, you can always go to my Twitter page or my Facebook to check it out. But it's ranker.com, and it's the hottest girls of Californication. So you guys can look it up and vote for me, Brigitte.
Yeah. What season were you in?
I was in season 3.
Season 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm blown away by this.
One episode?
Funny. One episode.
One episode. Okay, cool.
But you know what it was? It
we
was
have
like...
to find it, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So did you have a love scene with him, with David Duchovny?
It kind of like tells the story that you think that's what happened, right. And then you realize that's not what happened. It's actually really funny. Oh. This is kind of this episode was like the shit show of them all. So basically, he is doing like six girls at once. And he gets caught in this episode. Everything uh-huh. happens in his apartment. Uh-huh. Everything. So all the women happen to come in all at once. And they're like, you're fucking her. Like, it's just a crazy shit show.
Whoa.
And my episode is Rick Springfield is in it.
Uh-huh.
Which is hilarious.
And I was reading you were like a stripper or something in
it? Yeah, I was a stripper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know. So the main stripper is Eva Amiri, who is Susan Sarandon's daughter. And
okay.
Yeah, and she plays, I guess she's having she was in the whole season almost last year, I believe, or third season. And she's dating him. She plays one of the girls that he's dating. And she gives up stripping for him. So she comes to celebrate with two of her girlfriends, me and another girl, to come celebrate for the night. Stripping. Yeah,
right.
Or like giving up stripping. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a net of debauchery is what it's about. So,
yeah.
And indeed it is. So it's funny. You'll have to watch it.
So if there were that many women over four or five seasons, then yeah, it's a pretty cool thing that they picked you.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly think it's because, I mean, like I said, the LA Times had said, Extends Girl finally takes it off. And that's what my episode was about. They're like, oh, she takes, like, you know what I mean? Because it's, for years, people have been trying to get me to do topless or whatever, and I'm like, eh, pay me. Fuck you, pay me.
Yeah, don't pay me enough.
Show me the money. But I just, this is my favorite show, so I did it for that. In fact, I almost didn't go in for it, which is weird, because they had me originally audition for the girl that's getting banged in the ass. And I wasn't sure how I felt about that.
Yeah.
And to be nude for the first time and like getting banged from behind, and I'm sucking off Evan Handler's, you know, who played Charlie in the show, his dick basically. So yeah, it's really funny. And so I was like, I don't know how I feel about this. I don't know if I'm gonna go to the audition, like whatever. And then I'm like, it's my favorite show. What am I doing? I'm going in.
Yeah.
So I went in and I rocked it. And obviously, when you go in an audition, there's no one there. You're playing the scene of being done from behind by yourself.
Really?
So I just started slamming myself against it. There's a chair there. So I was leaning on the chair, like I was bending over the chair and looking at the casting directors and just like slamming my ass against the wall in the chair. It was so funny. And just trying to make it really like real and funny, like. They were laughing, so I was like, all right, cool, I'm funny, awesome. Yeah, and then I got the call that I got it, and but I got the part of the other girl,
right?
Because I could do stunts,
right?
So which I was glad, because I was like, I don't want to do this one with the banging in the eye.
Yeah.
And the girl that
so what stunts did you have to do?
It's small stuff, not a big deal. It was just like I got my head banged into a table, and then I fell like I don't know how many like this high off the ground, so like
about
they just
6
dropped.
Feet, really?
No, like from the ground here. So,
all right.
I don't know, 3 feet, 4 feet, whatever. They just dropped me, basically.
Right.
And there's no pad. So you just drop on the floor. Yeah, so I was like, whatever, I'll do that. Like, I can do stunts. Yeah, cool. So that's why I did that one. And it worked out, and it was awesome. And But, it was just good times. But so I'm so glad I went in, because it is my favorite show. And what an incredible experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, definitely. But I think it's a show more for men, wouldn't you say?
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely, because
it's like men's fantasies, you
it
know?
Is.
I mean, any man would like to do that.
Yeah.
You know?
But I think women like it too, because it's so funny. I mean, I love it. I mean,
it is funny.
It's so funny. And it's really the realistic of what goes through men's minds. What goes through this fucker's mind? Because basically what he's doing, he's just like he loves women.
Right.
And he does. He has a way with women. He can just, you know, get anyone to come into his spell.
Right.
And it's funny.
Yeah.
And so I think as a woman watching it, it's like, okay, how does he do this? How does he do this? I mean, he's hot, but like, how does he do? So it's just so funny watching it. He really winds up in the stupidest situations, and he just fucks up all the time. He fucks up.
I know.
And it's so hilarious how it happens, and you really feel for him.
Yeah.
So I think that's why women like watching it too.
Yeah, it's an original character. I like the character he plays, and I think he's good with.
Oh, he's so good with it. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So did you have to be nude in bed with him?
I was nude. I was topless.
Topless.
I was wearing like pretty much thongs the whole show. So what happens is you have to watch it.
Yeah. No, but I mean, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's a big deal to be naked with David Duchovny, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was just weird because I remember first day walking in there and I'm like, oh gosh, I'm so nervous because, you know, this it's like a family, like on a show.
Right.
I've worked on shows before for a long time. And this is like they're all one big family and you're walking in to their family. Are they going to be cool? Are they going to be like,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm like,
they
going to fit in?
Me?
Yeah. And so I walked in and I felt so welcomed. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. And then he greeted me at first and he was naked wearing a robe. And it was like, you know, half open. It was closed, but like I could still see. Like it was kind of peeking there. And I'm like, oh my God, I looked. Yep, I looked. Okay, I did. And yeah, it was just funny. And he's like, hi, nice to meet you. I'm like, hey, nice to meet you. And then I met everyone else. And everyone was pretty much naked the whole time. So it was just, they were so relaxed. I mean, 'cause I do this all the time. And they were so relaxed with just being naked and being who they were. And it's about the scene. It's about your character. It's not about... So you don't really... I wasn't nervous, like, anymore. I felt completely at home because it wasn't about me. Why should I be nervous? I'm playing a character.
Yeah.
And this character would do this. And this character would do that. And, you know, so I felt at home. And it was honestly one of the most loving, welcoming sets that I've ever been on.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's... Because, yeah, you need to come in, you need to feel comfortable, you need to feel welcome and stuff. Because, like you said, you're like the outsider, you know, and they do the same thing every day, and they're used to it and stuff.
But
so,
they were so welcoming, which was just so great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm in my trailer during in between scenes, and I'm doing sit-ups. Because I'm, you know, I'm pretty much naked, so I'm like, I'm just going to lay on the trailer floor and do sit-ups.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I was doing the whole time. And I ate watermelon the whole week.
Really?
In fact, I got everyone on it. I'm like, if you have to be naked all the time and, like, you know, and you're all worried about, like, what we're eating, why don't you eat watermelon? Because it hydrates you and it fills you up. And so that was I was on the watermelon diet all week long that I was there.
Really?
Yeah. And it worked. It was like sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it tastes good, too.
It tastes so good.
Yeah.
Get your sugar cravings.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm so weird. I know that I'm so weird. But
well, if it works for you, you know, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Is that it works for you.
I know. But see, that's the thing. Like, I love the fact that I'm so... Thank you for putting me on this list, whoever did it. Awesome. Mm-hmm. But I want to be on Maxim.
Do you?
I really want to be in Maxim. I haven't... Yeah, I'm not... I had a little glip in Maxim once when I was on the Ted Nugent show, like, years ago. And I'm like, why don't I get a page?
Yeah.
I should get at least a page or like a
no,
paragraph.
No, that's true. That's true. But have you submitted?
No.
Okay, so how the hell are
I mean, can't they just find me? I don't understand. I don't know.
No, you've got to make yourself known, you know? I mean, I'm sure there's so many women that, you know, that do write to them and submit their pictures and stuff that... How are they going to find you?
But I don't want to be like the girl next door. I feel like, you know, with Extends and everything else that I've done, you know, it's like I at least should have something. I feel like, I don't know, my co-star had something once. She got a page, and I'm like, how did she get that? She got that, I could get that. Yeah.
Wow. I'm sure you can too. But like I said, you know, write to them, submit something.
You know what? I started an email. You're going to laugh. I started an email like a year or two ago. I forgot about it until recently. And it's getbrigettaandmaxim@gmail.com.
Really?
And I was like, anyone that wants to see me in Maxim, write a letter to Maxim, but send it to getbrigettaandmaxim@gmail.com. And then I'm going to print them all out and I'm going to send them to them and be like, see, all these people want me in it. Why can't you even ask me? So,
Yeah.
So there you go. If anyone heard me, you can continue to write.
Yeah, send them some samples. I think you'll do fine. You were on magazines, right?
Yeah, I've been in a lot of magazines.
Yeah.
But yeah, still, I want to be in Maxim. I
want
to be a main spread in Maxim.
Yeah.
And Playboy. I want to do Playboy.
Do you really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
But I want to do the celebrity Playboy, so I don't have to show my punani.
Yeah.
I don't want to show my cookie. You know, there's no spread eagle cookie going on.
Yeah. Well, usually in Playboy, they don't have that anyway, right? They don't show pink, I don't think.
They do with all the other girls.
They do?
Yeah.
On Playboy?
Yeah, but if you're not, if you're a celebrity, you don't have to show that. You
yeah.
have to show tits unless you want. But I'll, I mean, I don't care. I'll show my tits. Whatever.
Yeah.
Tits, so what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, Lindsay Lohan just did a spread deal, right? Last month.
They don't show their vajayjays.
No.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
So I want to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do it.
I know. Anyway.
Or do the lingerie thing. They have a lingerie calendar or something, don't they?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
I just feel like I should be.
You said you've been to the Playboy Mansion, right?
Mm-hmm.
More than once?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So much that it's like, yawn. Yeah.
I know. Not a big deal, huh?
No. I mean, I used to, back in the day, it's like, oh, I just want to go to the mansion. When you first move here, it sounds like the most amazing thing to do.
Yeah.
And yes, back in the day, they were amazing parties. They really were.
And also not anymore?
No.
Really?
Not anymore.
Is he getting too old or what?
He's too old.
Right.
And sorry, Hef, but like it's just it's different. I mean, the people are different. It used to be really fun, all entertainment people.
Right.
When you walk in the party, you knew everyone there, and it was just a really cool crowd. And then it just got a little weirder. I think they I knew they were going through some rough times with money and such.
Right.
So I think like a lot of other people started renting out the mansion.
Right.
At Playboy, so you could have like Budweiser party at Playboy or whatever.
Oh,
it would
see.
Be.
They were
yeah.
sponsors.
And so then those parties just weren't as they're just not good.
Yeah.
They're actually like really shady people. And that's the thing, like you always get an invite. If you're a hot chick, you get an invite to the party,
right.
or a celebrity invite to the party, or you have to pay like a couple thousand dollars if you're not.
Really?
So it wound up turning into, instead of all being entertainment people and like cool vibes and like fun peeps, it turned into just people with money who wanted
right.
to pay to get in.
Yeah.
And they don't know how to behave and they're like touching you. It's just really weird. And it's like,
really?
Dude, chill.
Yeah.
It's just a party that happens to be here. But like, you know, so it became really slimy and grimy and
wow.
just weird. Like, yeah, like old men that would come in and it's just not my thing. So I don't go anymore.
Yeah.
yeah it's a pain. Like, no.
Yeah.
Like,
I know it's not all it's cracked up to be.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I read a book by one of the Playboy playmates.
Mm-hmm.
One of Hef's girls,
mm-hmm.
Isabella St. James.
And oh, yeah, I know her.
Do you?
Yeah.
She wrote a book.
Yeah, I didn't realize
and,
that. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
So she was describing what was going on and,
mm-hmm.
you know, how they rarely have sex with Hef. He only has one girl that
right.
he has a sex with and all the rest are just like there, you know.
See, and that's what she says, and I've also heard other things. So,
yeah.
I mean, I think it's different.
Yeah.
I used to live with a cyber girl, and I've heard different.
Yeah.
And she used to live in the house, in the guest house. And
oh.
I've heard, I mean, they all got chlamydia at the same time.
Really?
Or something. Yeah. And they
wow.
all got the same, because they share sex toys. And
oh.
they share, I mean, that's how she said that they got it. Yeah. So, I mean,
what?
She and I've heard totally different things. I mean, I guess it depends.
Yeah, I guess it depends
you know?
On what your experience
right.
is there, you know.
And she was like, in the past, I think she was there in, like, 04, 05 or something. Well, no, actually, she was with me then, so it was further back.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't remember when Isabella was there. I think it might have been before that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
who knows?
Yeah. You know, there's always kind of, you know, leaks and stories
yeah.
and stuff about it. It's become almost
yeah.
like urban legends, you know,
right.
as far as to what goes on there. But,
yeah,
I don't know. I mean, you know, he's getting old.
Yeah. And I don't know how I feel about the wedding thing when they were going to get married and all that.
Right.
I just felt bad because that girl, Holly.
Yeah.
She really loved him. Like, she really genuinely loved him. She was with him for, I think, 7 or 8 years or maybe
really?
Longer. Yeah. And she really loved him so much. And then when their show was over, the Girls Next Door, you know, she took off and they all went their separate ways and she wound up seeing someone else and whatnot. And they broke up, I think, in between then. I just, yeah. And then all of a sudden he meets this, you know, one of the new girls that comes in and, oh, they're going to get married because Holly had asked him so many times to get married
really?
Before and he wouldn't do it. He wasn't ready. He didn't want to do it.
Right.
And he still was having, you know, fun. And then this, as soon as she leaves and this new crowd comes in,
uh-huh.
here's this girl and she goes and they go and they're going to get married.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, that's so weird. I think,
I know.
And I think a lot of America was like, I mean, not a lot of America, some people don't care, but the ones that follow the stories and that care are probably like, wow, like that's
yeah.
kind of fucked up. Like what, you know? And that girl was clearly, I think her name was Crystal or I don't
yeah,
remember her
Crystal
name.
Crystal Harris, maybe?
I guess. I don't
yeah.
remember. It's like, and in a way it's like, is she using him? Is she, I mean, the marriage broke up. I mean, they
right.
wouldn't even, they didn't even get married, right?
No,
it pulled out last minute. I just said pulled out last minute. but yeah, they decided to not, go through with it last minute. You know, it's just, I think it was just a publicity thing,
yeah.
you know, and.
Yeah.
It's just, it's beyond me. Like, I don't get what goes through their minds.
Yeah.
Like, with the whole of the marriages, there's a lot of marriages like that. The whole Kim Kardashian thing. That
yeah.
whole marriage
yeah.
thing. Like, what the
Earth
hell
picks.
Is that shit? You
yeah.
know? It's like, you go and get, and you're going to get married. You spend millions of dollars on, and not even her. I'm sorry. The
right.
network spends money.
Mm-hmm.
The network, the sponsors, and she gets all this free stuff from everywhere. Spends all this money and all this time and getting married to, what's his face? The,
yeah.
Yeah,
we all know. I forgot his name.
Yeah, and I'm the dude. And Chris, I think his name is.
Yeah, Chris.
Yeah.
Was it Chris? What?
I can't remember his name.
Yeah, it'll come to
anyway,
me.
Anyway, yeah, and it's like, okay, you don't even know him that well. Like, you can't just meet someone, oh, I'm going to get married.
Right.
What the hell is going through your head?
But that's what they're saying, that she probably manipulated him and, you know, everything was planned.
You know, and I think I believe it. And I hate to say it, because I really like the Kardashians. I do. I think they're a brilliant family. I think they're so great with marketing and everything. Mm. I like them. I think they're funny. They're, you know, they're like a family. I like watching the show. I do. And it's maybe not them. I think it's probably their publicist, and it's probably the network. Honestly, I blame the network.
Yeah.
I guarantee it was like their ploy who talked the Kardashians into doing it. Yeah. Oh. I've been on a lot of shows.
Yeah.
And they can spin it any way they want. And it's like, if they're paying for your show and they're paying for all this, and they're basically, they made you. They made you who you are. So you're going to listen to them, you know? And so they're saying, we want this. And they kind of spun it that way, and yeah, I think maybe it was. And maybe at first, I don't think Kim is really one to just let's make this, let's go for it. I think it happened. Like, I think she really did fall for him, and I think she falls in love quick. I do that. I'm guilty of doing that. You know, like, I fall hard and fall quick, and it's stupid. And, yeah. But I think, like, she does just fall in love, like, quick. And I think that's when the network approached, after they were already dating. Mm. I think the network might have come in and said, hey, you know, and put the idea in their heads. And they were like, oh, sure, why not? And so I think it's a little bit of both. I don't think it's, you know, and but still, it's like, dude, like, you don't even know someone until 2 years.
Yeah.
And I always say, like, I don't know if you find this, but I always find, like, the 2 year mark is if you get past that 2 year mark, because that's always the hardest. That's where all the shit comes out.
Really?
That's where you really know someone. That's where you're fighting or, like, whatever. But if you can get past that 2 year mark, then you're golden. Like, you're usually golden and usually last for a while, unless your love dwindles out eventually. But, you know, if you keep that spark going, after 2 years, you're good.
Yeah.
So you don't even know anyone until after 2 years.
That's true, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just
although,
like,
I could probably, you know, after a few days, I could probably tell if I want to be with someone or not. But what you're saying is their other side's not going to come out until after a while.
I mean, you know, in a couple of days, if you mess with someone or not, and you start thinking about it, but you still...
know them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You don't know them, and you don't know everything. And I think with 2 years, like, you know, you wind up moving in, and then you need to move, you need to live together before you get married.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't even live together, and all of a sudden, they're, like, bitching about this, and, I mean, it's funny, it's good TV, I get that, and that definitely was planned, like, no, don't move in until we get on, you know, on TV or whatever.
Right.
But I just think, like, you really just don't know people. And you may feel like you're in love and that the whole thing, like, goes for the first 6 months. It's like angelic.
Yeah.
You know, right? Like, it's like, oh, I love them. They're so amazing.
Butterflies.
Oh, well, yeah. 6 months to, and even a year, it's like, it can be amazing.
Yeah.
And I really think, I'm telling you, it's around a year and a half, 2 years is when you really start to know them and shit just, like, hits the fan and you start disrespecting each other and, like, it's just bad. And, like, but if you can get past all that, then you guys are fine if you can work through it. But if it, and that's when you really know someone is them.
That's true,
I mean, you can't just get married. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't believe in divorce. I just think it's shit.
Yeah.
Like, get to know someone first. If you're getting divorced, you're an idiot. You're an idiot.
Yeah, but not necessarily, you know, because the thing is people change.
I'm sorry. But I'm saying, like, I mean, like, the quick marriages.
Right.
I don't mean, like, the long term. That's different.
Okay.
I don't mean, like, I'm not saying you're an idiot. I'm just saying, like, if you don't know someone that well and you jump into something and just get married and it's going to be fine, no, that's retarded.
Right.
That is so stupid.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. The only reason I think people should get married is if they feel they can't live without that person for the rest of their lives.
Right.
You know, they really want to be with that person.
Exactly.
No other reason is good enough, you know?
I agree.
And if you really want to be with that person, you'll probably have kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so you want to family. You want to be married. But other than that, I don't see the reason to get married.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, especially if you're not sure about the guy.
Yeah.
You know, don't get married just because there's social pressure on you or you feel
you're
getting older.
Or, all that.
You know, that's a crazy, because it'll end every time, you know, end up bad.
Exactly. It's just a paper. That's all it is a paper.
Yeah.
I mean, you can live with someone and be fine. And, you know, and just you need to know the people first beforehand. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I'm for marriage. I'm not saying I'm against it or anything. I'm absolutely for it. Like, if you really know somebody and you've known them for at least for a couple of years and you've lived with them, so you know what it's like to live with them.
Uh-huh.
And if you can live with them, then go for it, you know? But I don't know.
Okay, well, you know, it makes sense to me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is it for today, Brigetta.
talk the whole damn time.
That's what we're here to do, is to talk. Well, good luck with the shoot today.
I'm sure
it'll go just fine.
I hope.
And everybody, thank you all for joining us. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
Oh, we have Mary Carey tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow we have Mary Carey joining us tomorrow.
Yeah, so don't miss that. That should be fun. And we'll see you then.
Bye, guys.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. To get in contact with the show, please send email to info@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.